Hi, my name is Cara Sweeney, and it's really not fair that I have to go after those two people. I'd like to talk to you about why it's important to me as a parent to raise my children in an LGBTQ-friendly and inclusive church, as if my daughter's testimony wasn't enough. I've been a member at Human since 2004. When I started visiting this church, my first child, Maya, was about 18 months old. I came alone initially, exploring various groups, committees, and activities. I was an immigrant liberal looking to find my people. There was no question for me whether I needed an inclusive church, but there are a wide range of inclusive churches, and I dived in to find out where our limits are. I was encouraged to find that we had a welcoming congregation committee that was dedicated to not only embracing our LGBT community, but addressing the thoughts, beliefs, and ideas that we held that prevented us from really being welcoming to a group of people who had been systematically marginalized from worship spaces. This was good work, and I ended up chairing the committee, as happens at Human, if you show any interest. And we became the 100th UU church to become a welcoming congregation. As the good liberal that I am, I had discussed how we would feel about having gay children with my husband before we were married. Both of us had no problem with the idea, other than wondering what difficulties would come that child's way. Similar to the discussion of how our biracial children would fare in the world. When I found Human, it seemed to tick all the boxes for the environment I wanted my children raised in. Good, solid religious education, radical, enduring lessons on the dignity and worth of all people, and love and compassion, whatever path you take. I didn't know that I would be raising a gay child here, but we have. Human has been the part of the bubble that my children are raised in, where who they liked or loved was celebrated. It is where they know they are cherished and embraced, even when they don't match or fit in with the wider world. It's where they were taught that they might believe different things than many other schoolmates or fellow humanites, and that's okay. And what their schoolmates and peers believe is also okay. That foundation has set them up with a confidence about being who they are in the world, as demonstrated by my child earlier. It's particularly terrifying to go out into the world as yourself, generally. I would like to say my children have a fearless confidence, but it's always scary to be yourself in the world. It's particularly terrifying if you are not heterosexual or gender conforming, because the world actively fights you on that. I remember a story being told during one of the welcoming congregation workshops of a gay couple who had come to Human to check us out. At the time, we had a giant rainbow flag at the front of the building. Some of you will remember that. This couple described sitting in the car, clinging to each other's hands, wondering if it was safe to go in. That story has always stuck with me. What was jarring about that story was even with the giant flag waving at them, they were still not sure we would welcome or harm them. Their treatment in the world had been so negative, particularly in worship spaces, that they doubted our attempts to illustrate we wanted them here. Right then, I learned how hard we have to work to overcome the pain that marginalized people walk around with. It's not enough to fly the flags or say a few words about accepting everyone. We have to show up and walk the walk. We have to go above and beyond for those who have been told above and beyond that they are not okay. We have to gain their trust that when we say we love them, that means we stand up for them. It means we show up for them. It means we create a place for them to worship in. It means we show up to Pride and march alongside them. It means we have youth groups where they are connected to peers. It means we have classes where they are seen and heard. It means we recruit them to positions of leadership where they can show us what we're missing. It means we teach everyone here how to be an ally. It means we send our kids out into the world, irrelevant of their sexual or gender identity, knowing how to fight injustice because they have been treated justly in a place of worship. This is how we save the world and ourselves in the process.